rather give honor to your name, Hachastecha l'amitecha, on the chesed that you've shown and on your truth. Lo mi'amru ha'goyim ayeinu Eloheinu. Why should the goyim be able to say, where is their God? Where are their gods? Ve'leinu v'ashamayim kol asher chafetz atza. In fact, our God is in the Shemayim and does whatever he wishes. Atzabeim kesev v'zahav ma'aseh yedei adam. In fact, the idols that the goyim make are silver and gold, the products of humans. Pelahem v'lo yedam beru. They have mouths but don't speak. Inayim lahem v'lo yiru. They have eyes but don't see. Oznayim lahem v'lo yishmau. They have ears and don't hear. Af lahem v'lo yirichun. They have noses and don't smell. Yideihem v'lo yimishun. They have hands and have no feeling. Ragleihem v'lo yahalechu. They have feet and cannot walk. Lo yehagu b'gronam. And they can't make sounds with their throats. K'moim yiyu oseim kol asher boteach b'hem. Like them will be all who manufacture them, all those who rely on them. Yisrael b'tach v'adonai yizrom v'aginamu. Whereas Klal Yisrael relies on Hashem. He is the one who helps them. He is the one who shields them. Beis Aharon b'tchu v'adonai. Beis Aharon, have faith in Hashem. Yizrom v'aginamu. He is the one who saves and who shields them. Yirei Adonai b'tchu v'adonai. Those who fear Hashem rely on Him. Yizrom v'aginamu. He is the one who saves and shields them. Adonai zechoronu yivoreh. Hashem bless him, our zecher. Yivoreh is Beis Yisrael. He should bless the house of Yisrael. Yivoreh is Beis Aaron. He should bless the house of Aaron, the Kohanim, and the Levim. Yivoreh yirei Adonai. He should bless all those who have Yerushalayim. Haktanim im agdolim, young and old. Yosef Adonai aleichem. May God bring more, give more to you. Aleichem v'avneichem. Make more of you and of your children. Ruchim atem l'adunai osei shamayim v'aretz. May you be blessed to Hashem, the one who created the earth, the heavens and the earth. Ashamayim shamayim l'adunai. The heavens are God. The earth was son of the Adam, and the earth was given to humans. Lo ameisimi hallelujah. Those who are dead cannot praise you. V'lo koyor dei duma, nor all those who descend into silence. V'anach v'nevorech yah, but we will bless God. Me'atovi adolam hallelujah, for now and forever. The first thing that strikes us about the Tehillah, I'm sure, is the fact that it seems to be two totally separate Tehillahs. As a matter of fact, when we cut out some in order to show that we're not really saying Hallel, when we say V'katzi Hallel, the minhag is to cut out particularly this part. And we split it into two, and then we start with Hashem Zecharonu Yivoreh, which seems to begin an entirely new theme. The first theme, Lalanu Hashem Lalanu, is centers around an attack on Avodah Zarah and on contrasting the Shem Hashem or the Kiddush Hashem that ought to come out with those who believe in Avodah Zarah. The second part revolves around the issue of bringing brachos to Yisroel. It seems to be saying that we wish to remain alive so that we will be able to mivarech Hashem. It doesn't really relate very well to the first part. It's amazing that even when I read it, I sort of hesitate to just continue on to the next topic. It seems like such a break. And yet, in fact, this is one tehillah. There are some connections, undoubtedly, between the first part and the second part. One aspect that's an interesting thing is that Avodah Zarah has a din of mace. We learn out that Avodah Zarah is Matame Kemes, and the Torah calls it Zivche Mesim, that which is brought as a korban or teshura to Avodah Zarah has a din of Zivche Mesim. So perhaps that would relate to the latter part of the Mizmor that talks about Lo Amesim Yalalu Ka, V'lo Ko Yodei Duma, and lest one think that that's a truism. And it's rather obvious, law Mesim Yalalu Ka. But in fact, the Zohar expands on that concept, Lo Mesim Yalalu Ka, to say that people that are dead cannot be Mubarak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't mean physically dead. It means people that are dead, that, like Rishayim, are considered to be Mesim B'Chayeyim. And as a matter of fact, this is such an important yesod that we learn out halacha from it. It's an incredible Gemara. The Gemara says, how do we know that a dried out lulav is possible? Says the Gemara, because it says, lo ha-meisi mi'alaluka, that which is dead cannot praise Hashem. So you see that the concept of death that we're saying over, it's not simply the truism of someone who can't speak, can't thank Hashem, but rather it means that where there is no life, all aspects of life, there is no shayches takarash baruch hu, and therefore no bracha. That's mamish la'alocha. And Zohar says this strongly as follows. Brings a pasuk from Yeshayo. It says, "Chai chai, hu yodech." That only life, will praise, will thank you, Hashem. And this is why we say that David Melech Yisrael is chai v'kayom. Atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kuchem ayom. The dvekis in HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you life forever. B'noyo ben Yehoyada ben Yishchai Rav Kualim, which you remember from your Gemara and Brachas. Hatu kulei amu b'nei meisim ninu. The Gemara says, yes, they are. As a matter of fact, there exist people who alive are dead, and there exist people who dead are alive. Lo ameisim yala luka, hachi hu vada. That is definitely so. Inun de ikrun meisim, referring to those people that are called dead. Toku tshubrichu chai yikre. Because a God is called life. And he dwells among those who are called live and not among those who are called dead. So that maybe that is one of the ways to relate the first part to the second part, that it sort of contrasts the Avodah Zorah which are dead, to lo ameis mi'alaluka, to Yisroel, which are alive. Perhaps that's it. There's another aspect of it, and that is maybe in the speech, in that it says that the Avodah Zorah doesn't talk, and the Iker point of the latter part of the Mizmor is that Mesim don't talk. So maybe that too is an important point. That leads me to a very unusual Medrash. It says, Pelem v'lo yedaberu, the Medrash Tillim says, Omre Pinchas Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lazos Pel Aved Azara. That Hashem is going to give a mouth to idols eventually. V'midaberes v'vnei avdei alei atid lavo. And in Olam Haba, the Aved Azara will speak. What will it say? Omar lehem, hinachtem chayi olam. Kodei shemayim v'aretz, mishtach avitzim l'mishinemar alav. Pelem v'lo yedaberu. Idiot. You left everlasting life and you bow down to the one upon whom it says they have mouths and can't speak. Yasisim is a tofel ikr. You made the tofel, you made the secondary thing, the ikr. And that itself is a very unusual concept. And the whole idea here seems to be that the Avodah Zorah is saying something, which seems to run counter to what the Medrash Tillim is pointing out, that they can't say anything. And the thing that it's saying is even a raya that there's something to them, because it doesn't say, idiot, you made such a stupid mistake in giving credence to something which is nothing. Instead it says, you reversed, you made the top of the yikr, you made that which was secondary in importance, you made it the most important. And since when does Avodah Zorah have any importance at all, that we're calling it the Tufel, that we made the Yikr? What's even more tantalizing is that there's another Medrash that relates to the second part of the Tehillah, which seems to say the exact opposite about the second part of the Tehillah. Here it's saying not to make the Tufel Yikr. And listen to this one. It's Medrash Tanchuma that says like this. Yosef Hashem Aleichem, Aleichem V'albanecha. says the Medrash, what does that mean? It means that Ze Avraham, This refers to when it says in you, Vayaresh Yitzchak Mitzar, Vahmitzcha Yizkema Or, that your beginnings will be small, but your ends will be vastly greater. This refers to Avram Avinu, who first has a woman from whom he has only this one son, and then afterwards he marries, it says, afterwards he was holy to Otkam Abon. Mikanat Lomed, Shetosav Toshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Merubah Alayim. From here you see that addition that Hashem adds to something, the Yosef Hashem Aleichem, is more than the Iker. So here the Tafo becomes more than the Iker, really, and that's the way it should be in the Bracha. And it brings a lot of rias to this. It says, Chizkio was king first for 14 years. So then Yeshaya comes to him and says, okay, you're finished. You know the Gemara. It actually appears in the Bible, but at least you know it from the Gemara. And Yeshaya says to him, you're finished. So he says, I never give up. And I was taught by David never to give up. That's the David Melech Yisrael, Kai V'Kayon. So he says, and then he has, Novi comes back and says, okay, you've got 15 more years. The first, he was only king for 14 years. So it comes out that the okay, which was only secondary to the first part, is more than the second part again. And so, says the Medrash, we find that we always give a bracha by saying additions. Moshe says, Hashem Elokei Avosechem, Yosef Aleichem Korcha. We find David saying, Yosef Hashem Aleichem, that's here. And Liosid Lavo says in Yeshaya, Yosef Hashem Yado Sheinitz. So you see that the bracha, that is Chal on Klal Yisrael, is in a sense just a tosefes to an ikar, adding to an ikar, and yet somehow the tafel becomes more than the ikar. And in fact, just to clarify that tafel and ikar part, the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when he talks about how Avodah Zarah got started, he says that the way Zohai Tato Utam, and the following was their mistake. Amru, they said, Hoyo ve'Elohim barako chavim elu ve'gargalim lanhigat ha'olam v'natsadam v'marom v'chalak lem kavod v'hem shamashim ha'mishamshim lefanav ruhim heim l'shapcham l'faram v'chalak lem kavod. That being as Hashem created such a magnificent setup with such impressive stars and all kinds of different things, it's only right to give honor and glory to the things that were created. V'zeo ratzona el baruch hu, and this would certainly be what God wants. L'gadel u'l'chabed mishigidlo v'chibdo, that we should make great all those things which he made great. K'mosha ha'melech ratzeh l'chabed ondim l'fonav, v'zeo kvodo shel melech. And imagine in a king's court, if everybody was allowed to spit on the king's b'shamshif. You have to be mechabed everyone that's a member of the court. So here too, you have the sun, be mechabed the sun. Yeah. You have the stars, be mechabed the stars. Kivan shalat davar zeh al libam. When they thought about this, they started building these temples to the stars, and so on and so forth. And he says that's how it all started. Moshe and Omrim changed him Elohim. They didn't believe that this star was a god. So it seems that in a sense, the mistake, the way he's explaining the mistake, is that they made an ikar out of the tafel. There is indeed kovet that is involved, but it's the kovet Hashem that is involved. And by taking these things and centering kovet on them, this is the way that Avodah Zarah got started. But I'm sure that we can find a more central aspect that connects these two. Let me remind you of the Gemara that we just had in Narvei Psokim, just so that we can recognize what we're dealing with over here. We know that this Mizmor is very central from the Gemara that we had. The Gemara talks about Hallel and asks, who is it that made it? Made up Hallel, we remember the whole Gemara, there's different Mandi Yomrim, each one brings someone else who said it, and it says like this, Tan Rabbanan, Hallel Zem Mi Yomro, who is the one who said Hallel? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Moshe of Yisrael Omru. Was Moshe Klal Yisrael B'Shor Shomdu Al Yam? When they were standing on the Yam, Haim Omru, Lo Lano Hashem Lo Lano. Don't do it for us, Hashem. Meshiva Ruach HaKodesh Vamrala Mitzot. The Shechina answered them and said, L'mani L'mani Ha'aseh. I will do it for myself. Rabbi Elazar Amadoy Omer, Dvoru Barak Omru B'Shor Shomdu Al Yam Sisra. Haim Omru, Lo Lano. Ruach HaKodesh Meshiva Vamersam L'mani L'mani Ha'aseh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azai Omer, Chizkiyah V'siyahato Amra, B'shoah Shomad Aleim Sancheret, Heim Amru Lo Lonu Lo Lonu, Meshiva Ruach HaKadosh Omer L'mani L'mani Yasa, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chanyani Mishova Azari Amra, B'shoah Shomad Aleim Nebuchadnezzar Aro, Heim Amru Lo Lonu, Meshiva Ruach HaKadosh Omer L'mani L'mani Yasa, Rabbi Yasiyaklid Omer, Mordechai V'yester Amra, B'shoah Shomad Aleim Omen Arasha, Heim Amru Lo Lonu Lo Lonu, Meshiva Ruach HaKadosh Tzoa, וכאמרים אומרים נביאים שביניהם תקנו להם לישראל שיהיו אומרים אותו על כל פרק ופרק ועל כל צרה וצרה שלא תבוא עליהם לישראל ולכי שנגלים אומרים אותו על גאולתם. But it was a takonos נביאים to say it at all times that a tzora befalls Klal Yisrael, and when they are redeemed from the tzora they say it on their redemption. So we see that the concept of Hallel relates directly to Geula, to Tzara and Geula. But what's curious about the Gemara, we've pointed this out a number of times, is that the Gemara, despite the fact that Rashi tries to get out of it, the Gemara says that there's a relationship between the Hallel at the time that you're in the trouble and when you get out of it, saying it on the Geula. That comes out very clearly from the story, because the Gemara is saying that people at the time that they were troubled were saying Lo Lano Hashem Lo Lano, so they were obviously saying Hallel, because that's the Gemara's Raya that Hallel Zeh Mi Amro. So I don't see how you could possibly get out of the fact that the Gemara is clearly putting together the Amira of the Hallel B'Shat Tzora with the Raya of who said the Hallel in the first place. You want to stand up? You want to go wash your face? Hmm? And then you have, on the next daf, it goes, the Gemara goes through again, and it says, Hanani Mishal Vazari was standing there, and maybe open up the door, because it's very, very hot in here. It says, Lolono, Lolono, Amar Hananya, Akila Shimchatin Kavod Amar Mishoyal, Achastakav Amitech Amar Azaria, Lomi Yomru Agoyim Amru Kulam, and so on. And there's a Medrash Bagavar that says that Hanani Mishal Vazari, the whole Nets took place on the night of Pesach, on the night of the Seder. So that relates even the story of Hanani Mishael Vazari itself to the Iker time of Hallel, which seems to be the first time that it was said, which was about the time that they were all up in the Yamsu. What is it about this Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu that is so central? What is it about Hallel that relates it to Geula? And why is it that it can be said both at the time of the Tzora and at the time of the Redemption? I think these are all very important questions. There's another Medrash Rabbah, in Shmos. It says something very funny, which may be indicative of what's happening here. It says that that Hashem tells Paro, if Paro will ask you for a mofet, so do all of these little tricks for him to impress him. So the Medrash says that it was okay for Paro to ask him. Rabbi Yehuda bar Abshalom amar kehogen umedaber tu lachem mofet, that it was correct for Paro to insist on some kind of sign. Chinat amotzei b'noach. You see, Noach asked for a sign. Still, he says, I don't know, how will I know it? So until Hashem told him, I'll put a rainbow up. So if Noach can ask for it, same thing with Chizkiyahu. When Yeshayah, funny how Chizkiyahu keeps coming up, it's the third time. When Yeshayah comes to Chizkiyahu and tells him that, okay, Hashem says you're going to get well on the third day, he says, how do I know? And there's this whole story with the sun going backwards and everything. So Mada Chizkiyahu HaTzadik wants to know his paro, obviously. And this one is really funny. Hanani Mishov Azariah Kishiyor Delekiv Shanaesh, relating them again to paro. Now there's another thing that relates to the paro. The Gemara says, how did Hanani Mishov Azariah know that they could go into the Kiv Shanaesh? It says they made a kavachomer from the Tzvardeim at the time of paro. Because we find that the Tzvardeim jumped into the Kivshonos. Right? So you see that, you know, they could be Bakadi Shem Shemayim, and they jump into the Kivshon. So it relates them to there again. And here, there's three ways that Chanani Mishov Azariah now are coming in, into the throne. In Tzvardeim, that it happens on Leil Pesach, and that it's a raya that Paro was writing the Vakesh and Oz. Of course, there's also the whole Gemara. The Gemara says, Chanani Mishov Azariah, that who said, Bemes Hashem Leolam Alaluka Gabriel? Because when Avram Avinu was thrown into the Kivshon Ha'esh, Gabriel wanted to go down and save Avram Avinu, and Hashem said, no, who yachid ba'olamo, v'ani yachid ba'olami, no, the yachid la'atzalos ha'yachid, so he goes down and he saves him. But he says, look, Gabriel, you were, it was nice of you to want to save him, I'll make sure that you can save three of his children. So when Chanani Mishov Azariah was thrown in, Gabriel comes down to save them. When he sees that he got them out, so he says, v'metz Hashem li'olam. Because you see that Hashem says he's going to do it. Sure enough, he did it. So that relates them back to Avram Avinu all the way. And of course, that relates to Pesach again. Anyway, it says here that Chanani Mishov Azariah kishiyor to the Kiv Shanesh lo yor do'el b'simen. They didn't go down to the Kiv Shanesh until they had a simen. What is the simen that they had? Ketzah. Lolano Hashem Lolano Omer Chananya, Lashimchotin Kavod Omer Mishoel, Achastecha Ve'almitecha Omer Azaria, Ve'Gabriel Oyon Achrim Lama Yomru Agoyim Ayin Eloyim, Kivan Shishigru Kalalayel Befiim Not Loosu Simen V'Yardim. After they got that straight in their mouths the whole night long, they took that as a sign and they went down. What kind of sign is that? And if you sit there and read over Pesach all night long, I mean, that's a sign. You can do that yourself. And that's a raya that you're allowed to have a sign. And you see that when Hashem is bringing back Yisrael, so it says, Shimuna Yoshua, Koina Gadola Tovereyaka, Yoshvim Lefanecha, Kian Shem Mofei Seima. These are people of Mofei. Remember the Gemara? Who are Anshe Mofei, Chanani Mishov Azariah, that the Mofei was done for them. So again, they're even called the people of the Mofei, their big Mofei was, that they could say Hallel. Very interesting. Want to sing a little? Find the essential idea of the mitzvah. Some other comparison that may be important. One is that the Gemara says in Shabbat, it says to Shlomo that seems that Kohelis is so for himself. Because the month says Shabbat, and it's on the scene, that I praise those who have already died. Another pasuk says, "Rakelav chayu tov min aryei hamet," that a live dog is better than a dead lion. It seems that on one hand, it's people that are alive that are important, and on the other hand, it's those who have already died that are in better shape. Answers the Gemara Lakash. And it says, "Lo amesim yalaluka." You see, David says, "Lo amesim yalaluka," which teaches you that a person should always be oisei yitera and mitzvahs, kedem shiyamu, shekivet shemeis, lotolotem in ha-mitzvahs. A man dies, he no longer has an opportunity to do mitzvahs, because it says, v'meisim chofshi, that in death, a person is chofshi min ha-mitzvahs, kivet shemeis ha masa chofshi min ha-mitzvahs. So v'meila, in la-kadosh baruch hu shvach bo, what shevach is there to ha-kadosh baruch hu from? Whereas when Shlomo says Shabeach and Yisabeitzim Shkvar Meisu, this refers to the fact that when they were in the Midbar and they did the Chet HaEgel, Omad Moshe Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar Kama Tefillos VeKama Bakoshos V'Lo Ne'anah. And Moshe Rabbeinu said many different things, and he wasn't answered. Kivin Shomer Zechor Li Avraham Li Yitzchok Li Yisrael Avadecha, when he mentioned the Yitzchus of Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yisrael, Miad Nehne, Lo Yopam, and Shroma, V'Shabeach Ani Yetam Yisim, isn't it then clear that the Mesim have more power than those that are alive? So perhaps this can lead us to an understanding of what's happening in the Mizmor, because in truth, if you look right here in that parasha, that wasn't all that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim, why should Mitzrayim be able to say, Barah Tziyam, and so on, which is exactly what it says at the beginning of the Mizmor, Lama Yomru Atoyim Ayeinu Eloheya. So Mimela, it turns out that the Lo Ameitzim Yala Luka, which is the one aspect of Kineget, the what Shlomo HaMelech says, that the Schuz Tzak and Avram Yisrael Yaakov relates to the beginning of the parak that says Lama Yomru Agoyim, which is exactly the Lama Yomru Mitzrayim. And in fact, I mean, it's even a stira to an extent. Was it Avram Yisrael Yaakov or was it Lama Yomru Mitzrayim? You know, the Medrash is saying that it's Lama Yomru Mitzrayim, and the parasha seems very clear, and rather, it's the chus of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and the parasha seems clear, without the mention of the Chilul Hashem involved in Mitzrayim, that it wouldn't be saved. Which leads us to another issue. What exactly does it mean when it says, Lolono Hashem Lolono Kilashim Chatein Kavod? And the Shekhinah answers, as the Gemara says, Lomani Lomani Yasa. What does God need it? So it's sort of a chutzpah to say, look, we're in trouble, we need help, but don't do it for us. You do it because you need it. What kind of, I mean, well, why not Kavan, Bimavakesh, Tachanunim, Chasodim, because you need them? To say that Hashem needs them. And the Shekhinah answers, yeah, I'll do it for me, not for you. And even the way that it's put, why should the Goyim say? What does he care what the Goyim say? Well, clearly does care what the Goyim say. Which is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was pointing out there in the Midbar. If Mitzrayim is going to say that you took them out of Barah, the way we saw the Chatchila, then it'll be a big Chilul Hashem. Which leads us perhaps to something that directly connects to Pesach and this Mitzvah. And that is that the Pesach says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to be Goel Yisrael, the pasuk with which you're all familiar, unless I read it inside. Vayidvar Hashem Elai Lemor. Haloch v'korasa ba'ozne Yerushalayim Lemor. Ko amah Adonai zocharti lach chesed niurayich ahavas kulosayich lechtech acharai ba'midbar ve'eretz lo zruah. Kodesh Yisrael Adonai reishis tvo aso kol ochlov yeshamu ra'a tavo alayim nu madinai. So Hashem tells Yirmiyahu, go and announce in the ears of Yerushalayim and say, so says Hashem, I remember the chesed that you did when you were young, the love when you were engaged. Lech lechachrei b'midbar, following me out into the midbar, be'eretz lo zruah, in a land that was not planted. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Yisrael is Kodesh Hashem, it has a din of truma, reishis tevuah, so it's called the reishis of Hashem. Kolok lav yeshamu, anyone who eats them and hurts them will bear their guilt. Ra'at tavo aleihem, and evil will befall them. Nehum Hashem. What do you mean, chesed niuraya? Thanks for your favors, for the chesed that you did for me in your youth. What was the chesed? That you followed me into the midbar. And that it sounds like the same, it sounds a little bit silly. Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to be golden from Mitzrayim, and he's taking them, so he's asking them, fine, you want to go, you want to stay here, stay here. You want to go leave Mitzrayim? I'm telling you, I'll take care of you. You want to take up on the offer? Take it up. Don't do me any favors. And says he, instead, he tells them that the one thing that I remember for generations, forever, that I'll remember for you, is the tremendous chesed that you did
that you followed me into the midbar. It's the same business. Lamani, Lamani, I do it for myself. So I need you to follow me into the midbar. Otherwise, I won't be able to do it for myself. It's the same exact point. The Mizmar seems to be saying that in order to be Yotzei from Tzora and to be Meshabeach at such a point where you're Nigal from the Tzora, you have to be able to recognize the Loyalanum. And we even mention in here that it relates directly to Chesed. Lo lono Hashem lo lono, ki l'shimcha tein kavod al chastecha al amitecha. For your Chesed, it's for your Chesed that your shame will be damaged. People won't notice your chasod. This is the problem. In which case, that both of these parshias in your Mio and here relate to each other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying Zochartilach. Zochartilach means the thing that is remembered. More than that, it means the thing which is your fame. That which is your fame is the thing which is remembered. What was the fame of Klal Yisrael at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's touching up in this posse that the fame of Yisrael is the fact that they did chesed in walking after HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the midbar. Here too, the problem in the Shem Hashem will be the fact that the aspect of the chesed, al-chastecha, al-amitecha, will not be nisgala. So you see that the central issue of shame, of zecher, is in terms of chasodim. That doesn't seem on the surface to make all that much sense. But now watch how it comes in at the end of the Mizmar. This is amazing. First of all, the Medrash says, this is from Bereishis Rabba, Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Batzinu Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mazkir Shman Shel Yisrael Mevorcha. We find that bracha comes to Klal Yisrael when Hakadosh Baruch Hu mentions their name. Shenema, this is from our Mizmah, Adonai Zecharonu Yivorech His Beis Yisrael. Hashem, bless our memory. We bless our memory. No thanks. That's the reserve sign on the tombstone. But the pshat is that you see that it's only the shame of Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Mavorech. We're talking about a Zecher. We're talking about that which is fame, which lasts. Same thing that says Zecharti Lo Chesed Neurayim. Ravuna, B'Shem Ravacha Omar, Ein Li Ela Shishim Riba. You might think this refers only to all of Klal Yisrael. Minayin Shekol Echad Be'Echad B'Yisrael Shekadosh Baruch Hu Maskir Shmo Mevorech. How do you know that there is a bracha to each and every individual in Klal Yisrael with mention of his name, Bedavka? Shenemar V'Hashem Amar HaMechaseh Ani Mi'Avraham. Could I cover it from Avraham? Ooh. He mentions Avraham's name. He says V'Avraham Hayo Yiyeh L'Goy Gadol, and so on. Which is also the place that the Gemara learns out Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So you see that the zecher of a thing, there's the shame of the thing, is the mocker of a bracha of a thing. What's more, is that the Zohar says, on the Tzukim Gufa. It's a spell of it. It says, Hashem Zecharonu Yivorech. Yivorech is Beis Yisrael. It says the Zohar, Hashem Zecharonu Yivorech. Zecharonu means, as we've always explained, not zecher, but zachar. That they're really the same. Masculinity and fame are the same thing. So Hashem Zecharonu Yivorech means Hashem should bless our Zechorim. Yivorech is Beis Yisrael. The bias always refers to the Nekevos. Says the Zohar, the reason that it's put this way, instead of including all of Klal Yisrael together, is because in Shmos, you see that the bracha comes by the counting of Klal Yisrael, which was their Zecher and their kapora, and that was only adult males. So Mimela, it has to list the Zecharim, and only then can it say that through the Zecharim, there'll be a bracha to the bias, which is the Nekevus. Because of that, says the Zohar, it has to say afterwards, Hagdolim Yim Haktanim. Because you might think that since the Ketanim were not including in the Mizpar, in Shmos, Mimela, they wouldn't be included in the bracha, Kamash Malon, that they're included in the bracha also. So you see that the very mocker of bracha comes only and specifically through Shmos. Shmos of Kalecha V'Yachav, Shmos of incorporating them all together, which of course brings us back to our Mishkan, and Yetzias Mitzrayim and so on. But this seems to be then a central idea in the Mizmar. The end of the Mizmar is saying, in knowing our name, you can bring us bracha. And the front top of the Mizmar says, in recognizing the need for your name, you will lamaisa end up destroying Avodah Zarah and doing all of the things to be matzilas. And the Shechina agrees and says, yes, it's true. Lamani, lamani, esa. There's definitely some single idea that's going through the whole Mizmor, and yet it's extremely elusive. We've seen it already in four or five different fashions, and have not as yet penetrated to the central idea. I think the place to look for the central idea, being as Hanani, Mishael, Azariah were saved in the schools of Avram, and being as the Emes Hashem Li'olam Halalukas in the schools of Avram, and the Yetzia from Mitzrayim, for that matter even the Yerida to Mitzrayim, was Avram again, the B'moeda, the promised them that they would go out. The schools of their being saved in the Midbar, again, Zecharonu. Let's go back and take a look at Avram. And there we will see the same thing. Hashem tells him, Va'abarechecha v'agadlah shemecha. I'll give you a bracha and I'll make your name great. So you see that making your name great goes hand in hand with bracha, which is exactly what's happening over here. Hashem, Zecharonu Yavarech, make us a name. Memela Yavarech is Beis Yisrael, as the Medrash Rabbah pointed out in Bereishis. So that the concept of having a name is the same as being able to have a bracha. What's more, continues on to say, V'avorcho mevorachecho u'mekalelcho ahor, that I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you, which is the Reishis T'vorasot. And all of the nations on earth will be blessed through you, which doesn't really fit in. You must admit that when you read the parsha, we've got used to hearing it, so it doesn't make that much of an impression. But when you think about it, who cares? I mean, what's this? That all of the nations on earth will be blessed through Klal Yisrael. Who cares? Why are we so interested in bringing them brokers? Now, how is that? And this, mind you, is the climax of Avram Avinu's bracha. That's the climax. That's the top. And you see that when Avram Avinu is finally given Mila, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? I'll make you an Av Hamon Goyim. You'll be a father over the Goyim too. No. Do without that. And yet there too, it is the central idea in Avram Avinu. Pesuk says in Yeshaya, Shimu Eli wrote, Beit Tzedek Mevakshei Adonai. Listen to me, those who search after tzedakah, the ones who are certain, who run after tzedakah, the ones who search for Hashem. Habitu el tzur chutzavtem v'makeves bor nukartem. Look to the stone out of which you were hewn, and out of the pit that you were dug out from. Habitu el Avram avichem. Take a look at your father Avram. Because he was one, and I was Kore his name, and I blessed him, and I was marvelous. So it seems clear then from all of these makaros that the moker of Chesed is, we know the moker of Chesed is Avram, and Chesed le Avram. So here we see that Chesed, Avram, the concept of shame, Agadosh Shemecha, and the ability to be Mavorek, and to be an Av Amon Goyim, they all seem to go together and relate directly to this Perek of Halo and to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this is what they said, and this is the raya that Halo needs to be said. The only time we say Halo so many times is on Pesach. We read it in the process of the Seder itself. Some say it before davening. I mean, right after davening, before the Seder. It's said again the next day. It's a tremendous time of Halo. And yet it comes back, all the way back to Avram Avinu. What's more is that we find that Pesach is called the time that Klal Yisrael does chesed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that chesed seems to be the central idea here. What's more is the Zohar says that, in fact, the entire Yom Tov of Pesach is keneged chesed. Pesach is keneged Avram Avinu, which is chesed. And Shuas is Tiferes, is Keneged Yaakov, and that's why it's the time of Kabbalah Sator, it's the name of Yaakov. And we know that Sukkot is Din, we spoke about the son Sukkot, it's Keneged Yitzchak. So, I think it's important to understand in what sense Chesed becomes such an important idea on Pesach. What does it have to do really with Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's more, what does it have to do with freedom? Doesn't seem to be particularly an idea that relates to Cheres. Yes. And how does it explain all of the various interconnections with Avodah Zarah, which certainly, by the way, is the main idea of Avram Avinu. I mean, he's the famous as the father of monotheism, as the guy who smashed his father's idols, which is the whole idea of this Mizmor. And it doesn't seem to be related. Chesed, smashing idols, don't seem to be connected in any particularly deep way. So it's very much that. Well, why is this the way in which all of these ideas are confused, centralized, and brought into one parsha where they don't have any relationship? That seems the Iker. Why don't you sing a song about it?
You know that it's also Merumis in this Mizmor, that it says, HaShemayim Shemayim LaHashem Yoretz HaSan Livnei Adam. The Mora asks, isn't that a Sphira? It says, HaShem Yoretz in Laya. Answers at the Gemara, one is before Baruch, one is after Baruch. So even the dinim of what Baruch accomplishes in the world are also included in this Mizmor that's about Baruch. So we have Hashem Zicharonu Yivorei, is the Yisod of Bracha. Yivorei Chakanim Yimagdolim. Yosef Hashem Aleichem, which is that Bracha is always, even the word Bracha Rashi defines his Tosefes, his addition. Yosef Hashem Aleichem is the fact that the Bracha, the Tosefes, is more than the Yikr. Baruchim Atem LaHashem. Lo HaMeisim Yehalalukha, but Anachnu Nevorechka. And the dinim of Bracha, going back, trace back to Avram Avinu, who is considered to be the marker of Bracha from now on. Right? You will be the one now that can give Brachas. So the ability to give a Bracha comes now from what this Mizmor is saying. It starts off by saying only that if you remember our name, then give us a Bracha and be Moshev to us. Then it says that we even get a right, Haaretz HaSan Livnei Adam, once we'll be able to make a bracha. And then it points out, and not only that, that the whole thing really is based around our brachas, which goes directly back to the beginning of the Mizmor, which is which comes out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, yeah, I need your brachas. I need for people to recognize this thing. I'll do it the same way that you understand that the bracha that I can give you is through my recognition of your name. Then the brachas that I can get are through your recognition of my name. So Mamela, it's taka true. So now it turns out that the first and the second half of the Mizmor mamish exactly the same. They're mirror images of each other. The first part is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires the bracha, and therefore it's important that there be a recognition of his shame, because the knowledge of shame is that which enables you to be Mavarech. The second part of the Mizmor says, Hashem should be able to be Mavarech us by recognizing that we have a shame and that we are alive, and B'mela can be Mavarech, and that's how we're Zochah to all of the things.
which in a sense explains the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim. Gemara in Arvei Pesachim explained that this Mizmor is said prior to and post the Geula. This is exactly why. Because the recognition of the shame that is required in the doing of the Nes is that which enables HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it in order to get that bracha. And following its being done, it's possible for us to be Mavarachim because there's a Zechira of Arashim. And that's the Zechor L'Avam Le'Yitzchak L'Yaakov. So it comes out that the two things that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zechor L'Avam Le'Yitzchak L'Avadech and the Lomi Yomru Mitzrayim, are exactly this Mizmor. Lomi Yomru Mitzrayim is the Lomi Yomru Hagoyim. Zechor L'Avam Le'Yitzchak L'Yaakov L'Yisrael Avadecha is Hashem Zecharoni Yivarach Yivarach Espeis Yisrael. So it's mamish. You see that this is the place where Hatzolah and Geula can come from. It remains only to explain why. But it's so clear now that the it's no longer any dochuk, it's just tam agav dika bedrashim that are related. It's the mizmor folds upon itself beautifully. We're forced to say, as a result of this mizmor, we'll try to understand it, but we are forced to say that the concept of geula and therefore freedom, geula is even a higher darga than chayrus per se, is dependent on chesed, which is why the Zohar was saying that Pesach is really chesed. The recognition of Avram Avinu is what built Pesach, it's what brought the need for Pesach, it's what the Tikkun of Yetzias Mitzrayim accomplishes. I would suggest that if we look at the pasuk Olam Chesed Yivaneh, that we could understand that. Olam Chesed Yivaneh indicates that the one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the world is Chesed. But it means much more than that. It means that the central idea of the Olam is Chesed. That doesn't mean, don't take that to mean that the central idea of the world is doing nice things for other people. It's much deeper than that. There's a concept called Chesed, which the Olam is based upon. When we're talking about Hashem, worry about your name, there's only one thing he's worried about, and that is a breakdown of the recognition of Olam Chesed Yibana, which is why it all goes back to Avram Avinu in the end. And we're told by Yeshaya, if your road makes Zedekim of Akshay Hashem, then habito atzur chutzavtem. Go back to your mocker. Your mocker is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is this Mida. He's the one that gave it to you. If you want to be Zochet Brocha, you must be aimed on that. But what's really fascinating is that Avram Avinu is called there the rock from which all things are used, or the ground from which all things are dug out in Yeshaya. And in fact, where it says, V'agadla Shemecha, the climax of his Brocha is the Heyei Brocha. You are the chefs of bracha. You are a bracha. And having anything to do with you immediately brings bracha. They're in your hands. And from that time on, it was up to Avram Avinu to be Mavarach. That seems to me to indicate that, in fact, in order to be a Ben Yisrael, you must become the mocker of bracha. In other words, if we are, in fact, minor Avraham, if we identify that all that which has happened to Klal Yisrael, as we pointed out before, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, that again we just had this, that the last bracha is Magen Avraham Davka, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that you'll be, we'll mention each one of them, Zel Shomer Elokei Avraham, Zel Shomer Elokei Yitzchak, so on. No, we're not chosim b'kulam, we're chosim only with Avram Avinu. This seems to be saying that the central and most important aspect of being a Ben Yisrael is to recognize that the mocker of all things is chesed, and what's more is the recognition that there is a mocker of all things, and not to start confusing yourself by saying Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. This means that our identity as Bnei Yisrael, which if you recall we defined last year as being the key to freedom, is the understanding of what your identity is. so that the identity of a Ben Yisrael is dependent on his being able to differentiate between the Iker and the Tafel. That's what it all boils down to. If you want to be Nigal, then go back to the Moker. Don't make the Tafel the Iker, which is exactly what the Medrash began with when it was talking about the Avodah Zarah. What's more is that by recognizing the Iker, the Tafel can become even greater than the Iker, because it's all now dependent on the Iker. So that the brachas, that's the Yosef Hashem Elokim, Yosef Hashem Elokim, by recognizing the Hashem Zecharonu Yevorech, then the Tosefes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mosif, can go far, far beyond what the Iker Nekuda was that you had recognized, as long as it's based on that central idea. Do you understand this? This Mizmar is telling us that in order to be Nigal, in order to be saved, it is essential to recognize the central idea in all things. It's saying that when you have a name, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shame is that which requires him to do these nisim, and that is for his chesed, hal chastecha, so too, if you are to have a name and an identity, which is what a name is, it is your fame, and therefore it is the central idea that you represent, you must recognize what that is in order to be able to be mevarech. The two go hand in hand. You wish to be mevarech, you need an agadlah shemech. You wish HaKadosh Baruch Hu to mevarech you, you need the zecharonu yevorech. You have to know our names. Avram Avinu wants a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to mention him by name first. Each Ben Yisrael wants a bracha, as the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions him by name first, and then gives the bracha. If you want geula and bracha, you must first have an identity. You must have a clarity as to what you are. As Yeshaya puts it, if you want to be able to be Goel, you want to be Mavakish Hashem, go back and find out Baruch Hu Tzavta. Where did you come from? Go back to Avram, not even to Yitzhak and Yaakov. You must go back to Avram to know what you are. If there's to be a Geula on Pesach, it can only be by recognizing that there's a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that needs defending. And that's the whole Sefer Shmos revolves around this idea. Names, fame, the freedom book, the Sefer Shmos, the book of freedom,